Adam Treloar was on AFL 360. I didn't see this last night. He was talking about his grand final memories and how much missing out on a premiership hurts.
I do look back fondly on, obviously, playing in a grand final is something that you dream of being able to do, and coming so close but feeling yet so far, it will always hurt me. It'll hurt me to the day that I die because, yeah, in the manner and the way that we lost, we're up for pretty much the whole game and losing within 2 minutes of the game finishing. Yeah, it still hurts me to this day. I did promise myself that this time round, no matter what the result is, I'll enjoy it a lot more.
So, yeah, do you have to be in one to really be able to... is that going to be a factor?
Yep.
None of the Melbourne players... Oh, no, Jake Lever, sorry, he's played in one, but none of them have, whereas the Western Bulldogs have probably got half of their team that have played in one. Is that... Do you factor that in when you're making your call?
No, I'm not going to factor that in when I make the call. There's too many recent premiership teams that just haven't had that experience of losing one before they won one. So I'm not going to factor that in at all. I was really fascinated to listen to Justin Lepage yesterday talk about the matchup with this grand final, though, and where he thinks it may be won or lost or whatever. And he went all the way back to 2017 when they played Jacob Townsend on Jake Lever when they played the Adelaide Crows in the grand final. So he played that defensive role on him and did a great job. And he made the suggestion yesterday, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for Shacky to go back and have a look at that game back in 2017 as to how he played him.
Different types, Shacky and Townsend, aren't they? Different types of players. Shacky played on a Lear last week, so he would have that very much in his mindset in terms of how to do it. Well, how far back do you go? Brownie was saying that they should target Max Gorn on Monday night.
I saw that.
He went back to round one 2019.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think for 1 second that would be a factor at all for Max Gorn. I don't think that, and I don't reckon the Western Bulldogs would be thinking that way either. In fact, I'd quite like them to do that.
Yeah, the physical side of it. But Justin Lepich also made the point yesterday, and if you continually knock somebody, right, and not talking about being sort of like maybe overt physical contact that was made in that game against Port Adelaide going back to that year, but if you continually knock somebody who's trying to be an athlete, and they have to restart their run, the accumulative effect of that over the course of the game just wears somebody down. That's pretty much what he was talking about yesterday, and that's something that he would employ if he was coaching against Max.
People do it more often.
Well, probably they should, particularly somebody like a Max Gorn who, you know, has got great ability to cover the ground and get from one end to the other and participate in the flow of the ball. I'm sure that they'll be thinking about that when they go against them this weekend.